Okay, it's 1 o'clock. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. I'm Lorreen. Commissioner Kamalu. Commissioner Stevenson's excused. Commissioner Crofts is here, too. And we do have this special session of the Board of Davis County Commissioners. It is 1 p.m. on August 14th, 2026. There's only one agenda item. We don't even have the pledge on here, and I think that's all right. This had to get bumped when we had the problem of my flight that got canceled and I couldn't get back in time for, we didn't have a majority of commissioners for that one particular meeting when this would have happened. So thanks to our staff for making sure that this happened still in a timely fashion and everyone who helped work out the special session. So this is the public hearing for the Davis County Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG Section 108 loan application. We've talked about it in public meeting before, but we will have Ryan Steinbiegel, our Community Services Manager in the Community and Economic Development Department, kick this off. Then we'll open the public hearing.
I'd just maybe give a little bit of background and context to why we're having this public hearing. So as we've been talking about as a county, we set up this new community services division, and one of the tasks of that division is to help in terms of affordable housing, whether that be permanent supportive housing, transitional housing, or just affordable housing generally, and had conversations about how can we do that? What's the best way the county can play a role in that? And when we've talked to developers and looked at opportunities for these types of projects, one of the biggest challenges has always been land, right? And so we started thinking, okay, if we could come in with a parcel of land and use that as an incentive to a developer to build permanent supportive housing or transitional housing, that could be the county's contribution to something like this. So I started having those conversations, and then we became aware of a program that HUD has called the Section 108 Loan Guarantee Program. So this is a program through the Community Development Block Grant where you can borrow up to 5 times your annual allocation. So the county gets anywhere between $900,000 and $950,000 annually. So 5 times that is about $4.7 million. And those funds can be used for any CDBG-eligible activity, including land acquisition. So that was our thought, is we'd go after this Section 108 loan, and we could use that money to acquire land. Well, as part of the process for the Section 108 loan application, so we put together a draft application, and then we have to make that publicly available for public comment for at least 30 days. It's been just over 6 weeks now. So that application has been public, and during that time, when we first started putting this together, we hadn't identified a parcel of land. While we were in that public comment period, we did identify a parcel of land that we are now under contract to purchase, dependent on approval of this Section 108 loan application. So the application's been available for comment, and then we're required as part of this process to have the public hearing, incorporate any of those comments into the application, and then submit that to HUD. And once approved, we can use those proceeds for the purchase of this parcel that we're currently under contract for. And the purchase of that parcel is contingent upon us getting this Section 108 loan. Mm-hmm. So with that, we're asking that the commission open a public hearing, take any comments, and then close the public hearing. There's no action that's needed to be taken by the commission. We'll just incorporate any public comments into that and send that off to HUD.
Excellent.
Happy to answer any questions, too.
Any questions?
I have no questions. Thanks, okay. Ryan.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't either. So with that, I move that we open the public hearing.
We don't have to make a motion necessarily. We can just state it. So.
I think we do have to make a motion, Dylan.
Do we need to make a motion to, or can we just?
Just to close the public hearing.
Okay. Well, we need to open it. We need to make a motion to open it.
Yeah. We typically have.
Okay. Well, then I'll make the motion. I'll second the motion.
Very good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. We are in public hearing, and welcome all and any comments regarding this item on the agenda. I have some things to say, but I'll be happy to let other people speak first. Okay, seeing none, then I will make a public comment. This is my public comment. In the time that I've been a commissioner, over 7.5 years, the challenge in Utah of increased numbers of people experiencing homelessness has increased, including in Davis County. I'm on the board of Davis Behavioral Health. Numbers have gone, just a few years ago, they they said that the number of people who have come to them for services was over 500 in a single year. And I quizzed them, and I said, wow, do you think people from outside of our county have found how great you are as an agency? It's not county government, but as a behavioral health agency, do you think that word has spread because you don't turn anyone away and you give great service to help folks, you know, stabilize in a lot of different ways, particularly with mental health challenges? And they said, no, we think these are all people who are in our county and don't have an address. And so, so we have known, a lot of us have known that sometimes people think that others come from all over the nation and find Utah. There might be a little tiny bit of that, but mostly people who experience homelessness are our own people. That's the lion's share of it. And the cost of housing is the biggest driver of that challenge, which Utah is now one of the most expensive markets in the United States. Top five is something I've seen. Top five most expensive market for housing. So that's trying to get into a home. That's rental. That's everything. Some of that is easing us a little bit in the apartment space, because the people, especially Salt Lake City, have focused on getting more apartments, but the state is also hoping for home ownership. Anyway, Davis Behavioral Health, within the next several months, will finish a 60-unit permanent supportive building, 60-unit permanent supportive housing to add to the inventory that they already have in a scattered site, and it will fill right up. And permanent supportive housing is upstream of homelessness. There's not too many, but a few counties in the United States that have had multiple emergency shelters within their county. And so they look at the science and they look at the data and they determine that they need to do more permanent supportive housing. And counties that have done that, you know, however they've done that, they actually do end up closing emergency shelters because they're not needed. Emergency shelters are supposed to be brief, temporary, and one time, hopefully, and not just ongoing, you know, growing numbers of people needing it and having to find places where they can be in an emergency for ongoing years, right? That's just not, that's not good. So anyway, I'm really proud of Davis Behavioral Health. I'm really proud of our staff. Typically the county is not in the business of owning and running, operating these facilities, but they absolutely can be a facilitator for the organizations that do that. And so what Ryan has described is exactly that. And honestly, for several years now, I would say ever since the state passed the Code Blue law, which they didn't work with us on that law, and there's a lot of hard things about that law, we've tried hard to turn that into a good thing, because bottom line is we know we have our own population right here in Davis County that you know, needs to stabilize and have the supports that they need to be able to successfully move forward and get out of the homeless situation. So that's really what this is all about. And thank you, both of you Ryans, and everyone who's been involved. Sam, now you have been involved. So I support as a member of the public. I also support as a county commissioner. That's my comment.
Thank you. No comments. Appreciate your work.
And without any other comment, then I move that we close the public hearing and approve item number one.
Okay, I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Oh.
You don't need any approval.
Oh, that's right. We didn't have to take action. Just needed to have the hearing. Boom. So
we did it anyway.
I will amend my motion that we close the public hearing.
Okay. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And with that, we will adjourn. I win again, 109.